My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
G&D on the Fan, exclusively sponsored by Kondorian Murad, a law firm that will guide you and your family in the right direction by drafting a will, setting up a trust, or creating a power of attorney for you. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. kmlawyers.com. However you're listening around D.C. and the DMV on 106.7 or on the Odyssey app, wherever you are, thank you for doing so. Thanks for watching us on the 106.7 The Fan YouTube stream as well. We've got a lot to get to as it pertains to making NFL picks, the Commanders and the Giants, getting you ready for Nats baseball. So unfortunately, we'll keep this short and sweet because I'd like to talk about this for 4 hours. But be remiss if we didn't get to it at all.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff Passan and his ESPN crew broke this last night. The Minnesota Twins released catcher Derek Bender, their sixth-round pick this year, because he was tipping minor league opponents off on the pitches that were coming. As the catcher, he was telling the opponent what pitches were coming. And the report is, when you dig in on this, all of his teammates are essentially surprised. It's like, really good dude. We didn't think he would do anything like this. But it sounds like he was annoyed and over the season. Like, he just didn't want to make the playoffs. It was a postseason ramifications type game. He wanted the season to be over.
Yeah.
That's the allegation. And so he was telling them, hey, fastball, slider. Like, he's Crash Davis or something, trying to make his pitcher
trying to teach
fast.
Nuke a lesson.
So they gave up like a 4-run first inning. They end up losing the game, getting eliminated. But they immediately cut the guy who gets his signing bonus anyway. And if the allegations are true, it's going to be hard for him to ever get another gig.
So this is astounding because it's professional baseball. I have been there playing summer ball in the dog days where there are no playoff ramifications. There's no point to it. You already had your spring season. Now you played 50 more games in the summertime and you just want to go home. You just want to have a week or two before school starts and you don't give a damn. Like, it's miserable. It's a slog. That is professional baseball.
That's pro ball.
Like, dude.
You just got drafted.
Come on, man.
Sixth round. You just got your money. You're working your way to the big leagues. You get your one opportunity here. What are you going to do with it? You're going to tip pitches?
Oh, that's tough.
Never heard anything
Can't
quite
do
like
it.
That. But it's time for our player to lock in on. We do this each and every Friday before the Commanders play. Your player to lock in on presented by Baldino's Lock and Key, your one-stop shop for auto keys and fobs. Visit Baldinos.com.
I'm going to mix it up. Last week it was Jaden Daniels. This week it's Michael Davis. Why? He's replacing Emmanuel Forbes, or part of the crew that's going to. So I'll cheat a little bit. I'll say Davis. I'll say Ibgenogany. But the point is, it's no Forbes. Somebody needs to step up in that secondary to contain passing games, and that is who I'm looking at this week.
I'll say Terry McLaurin, who caught just two passes for 17 yards, one for 11, one for six, four targets. One was out of bounds. One was way too far downfield, and he wasn't able to catch it. Got to get him more looks earlier in the game. I don't want his first catch coming with 3 minutes to play. That's my main priority, and he's just got to be much more a factor this week. With that, let's get to our confidence points picks on Grant and Danny.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we'll go rapid fire here. We'll get an update on the standings from Darius, who will soon be taking very embarrassing photos for losing last year. We will also need your help in the weeks ahead to pick our loser prize. We normally like to dole that out and figure it out before the end of September. Darius, how'd week one treat us?
Week one, everybody's separated by 1 point. Danny's in first place with 8 points. Grant, you are in second place with 7 points. Ryan with 6 points. And I am pulling up the rear with 5 points.
Some things stay the same, I suppose. With all due respect, my good pal. All right, Darius, this is your week. I can just feel it. Let's go in the order of the standings. Danny, you get us started. 5-point play.
Panthers are terrible. They are 4.5-point dogs at home. The Chargers will cover -4.5.
5-point play for me. I like the Las Vegas Raiders. 8.5 to cover against the Baltimore Ravens. This feels to me like a smell test kind of game.
Let me say this, Stanton. Hold on. Smelling.
The smell test here for the Ravens, Danny, is I feel like this is a ground and pound. Let's be physical. Let's both run it a lot kind of game. Maybe low-ish scoring. And the Raiders, while they lose, will keep it at one possession for Antonio Pierce.
My 5-point play, I'm like Danny. I have the Chargers at -4.5. I think the Panthers really stink. And again, I think that's going to be the big headline going into this next Monday.
I have Dallas -6.5. I think that New Orleans was fraudulent last week because they got to beat up on that terrible Panthers team that you guys are talking about. And Dallas rolls people at home.
4-point play. I don't think the Falcons can do anything right now. I think Kirk Cousins is not himself in Philadelphia. They're favored by 6.5, which is a little bit much for me, but I think the Eagles cover it.
Yeah, I'm worried about Kirko and that Achilles. I don't have that game here. I've got the Rams +1.5. This is a game that normally you're going to get wrong if you take the team catching points, because it seems like Vegas knows something we don't. Like, the odds makers are on this. Arizona is a favorite over the Rams. Seems very, very strange.
It's weird.
So you're going, yeah, I'm going to go against them, and normally you lose. But I haven't learned that lesson yet. Rams +1.5, because I think they're better than the Cardinals.
Two smell tests in a row right there. I love it.
No, the smell test here would actually be to roll with the Cardinals, right? Because is on the Rams. But I digress.
My 4-point play, I have the Cowboys -6.5 at home. I think the Saints aren't very good. And again, as Darius said, they are very good at home as well. I think Dak and the boys roll them.
My 4-point play, I am taking that Chargers team for the same reasons that everybody else did. The Panthers stink.
I think I'm the only one that doesn't have that game.
That's outrageous.
Go,
that's 3 points.
Dave Canales. Let's do this thing. I need the Panthers to pull off a big upset. Three-point play, Danny.
I hate this pick, but I'm so angry and furious at Cincinnati for making us look like horses' asses last week. They're going to play Kansas City. I know there's a rivalry. I know it's rare. They usually play them tough, but I think Cincinnati sucks right now. Come back and see me in a month where they don't, but they're playing right now. Give me the Chiefs -5.5 at home, even though they hate covering.
I don't have a rival here. My three-pointer, call me Brad Beal, +6.5. The New Orleans Saints cover the number against the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm here we go.
Directly against you, boys. It has been like, I don't want to say I saw it was 8 years since a team that won as decisively as they did in the first week was this big of an underdog in the second week. So I'll take those points. You're going to regret. Because I'm the best there's ever been. Oh, he played Fire in a Mountain, Run, Boys, Run. Chicken in the bread bag, picking out dough.
Ooh. Well, my three-point play. No idea. My three-point play, the Eagles -6.5 against the Falcons. I'm kind of like Danny on this one. I don't love Kirk Cousins right now. I think he's very hurt, and I really like the Eagles. I think they're going to really kind of get the run game going against Atlanta, and I could see them winning by maybe 2 touchdowns.
Three-point play, I don't think Indianapolis is going to do this very cleanly, but I do think they will ultimately win with that -3 over Green Bay Packers with Malik Willis at quarterback.
Some bunnies, we're near the rim. Let's shoot long twos here.
This one here is a little bit steep for me again, but I think people are overreacting to the fact the Vikings beat the brakes off the Giants. I think the Giants suck. The 49ers don't. They're on the road. It's a 5.5-point spread. It's a little bit more for my blood than I'd like, but I do think the Niners win by a touchdown.
The Commanders.
Here we go.
1.5.
Here we go.
At home against the New York Football Giants.
Somebody was going to do it.
That's a field goal win. Off of the leg of who's the guy they signed to kick? Austin Seibert. Game-winning field goal at the horn. Jaden Daniels, first game-winning drive. Field goal good from 39. That's a 2017 thriller.
Fight
for the Washington
for our Commanders.
Yeah, let's pipe down that music there real quick. My two-point play, I have the Kansas City Chiefs -5.5. They're going up against the Bengals. I'm not a believer at this point in time. They're going to be missing T. Higgins again, like, or at least it's leaning towards that way. I think the Chiefs are just the better team. They're the Super Bowl favorites for a reason. I will never bet against Patrick Mahomes.
Divisional round rematch in Motor City. I got Tampa Bay covering that 7.5. Don't think they'll win, but I think Tampa Bay is for real, even though they got to beat up on Washington last week. I think they'll cover the 7.5 against the Lions.
Buying in on Baker and the boys.
Baker and the boys.
And for 1 point from the free throw line, here's Danny Rouillet.
I don't like that I've got 5 favorites this week, but I do. Give me the Colts -3 against the Packers. I just don't trust Malik Willis and the Packers offense to do, well, anything.
I just realized I have 4 underdogs this week. We're going New England Patriots. They are catching 3.5.
Is that 5?
It's 4. Commanders are favorite. My one
there you go.
Favorite
there you go.
Was the Washington Commanders.
What in the world?
Look at the pulse of Kettle Club.
I don't know, man. I'll be honest. I should have spent more time on this. I did it in the break right before the show. New England +3.5. So we're going to see where this gets us. This is a little bit of a feel. I got a tingle.
Here we go.
I like that defense against Keno in Seattle.
The gut check. Well, Darius, I told you to pipe down that music last time. Pipe it back up. I've got the Commanders -1.5.
Look at this.
The first time in conference
Ride
sports history
me.
That I have predicted the Commanders to win as favorites. I think they win. You have to win. If you lose, I'm out.
Who's your guy?
I'm your guy.
All right.
By the way, did you catch the if they lose, I'm out
that
part?
That was a lot. We'll revisit that in due time. Darius.
My 1 point play is I'm taking a shot on Tennessee covering 3.5. I don't think the Jets are going to play the cleanest game quite yet. I don't think they're quite ready to play a clean game, especially on the road. So I got the Tennessee being frisky and staying within that 3.5.
All right, Darius, make sure we post that to Facebook before the 1 o'clock kick so everyone can track it throughout the week. I always enjoy those funny tweets I'm getting as people are joining on us. Facebook.com/Grant and Danny. It is time for your Nats starting lineups and pitching matchups presented by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free no-pressure in-home estimate at thewindowman.com or at their Fairfax showroom.
Opposing Edward Cabrera on the mound for the Nationals, DJ Hurst, do-do-do-do-do-do, DJ Hurst, do-do-do-do-do-do, DJ Hurst. No CJ Abrams tonight, by the way. Scratched from the lineup. Leading off playing right field.
Scratch! Stretch.
Cruz. Batting second left field, the James Wood. Batting third at DH, Andres Chaparro. Batting fourth at third base, Jose Henya. Batting fifth at second, Luis Garcia. Batting sixth at first, Joey Gallo. Your catcher tonight is Drew Millis. Batting seventh, batting eighth is your guy, my guy, our guy, Jacob Young. And batting ninth, shortstop, Nassim Nunez.
Today's game day weather is presented by Pepco. Storm season's here. We know a little prep makes a big difference. Get storm informed at pepco.com/stormprep. Our show meteorologist for many, many years now, Darris Dameron.
It'll be many years is funny.
That popped him.
It'll be overcast at first pitch. 77 degrees here as the game will tip off. And we'll first pitch in about 30 minutes here. Temperatures will dip into the low 70s. Longtime meteorologist. I love it. Temperatures will dip into the low 70s, but no precipitation at Nats Park here in the Navy Yard.
You and Top Rashad have been running this town on the weather front for many a year at this point. All right, final predictions for the Commanders and the Giants. I need a score, I need a winner, and I need a player prediction.
Giants 16, Washington 12. An extra point is missed, and a field goal is missed as well. They try to go for two and don't get it. The offense is anemic and bad. I think Daniel Jones throws for 240 and a touchdown and leads multiple scoring drives. The MVP is Devin Singletary.
Ooh, okay. I like that. I'm going to up my prediction. I already said 20-17. I went back to I looked at the newspaper for Monday again. I wanted to make sure I had all the details right. Washington actually won the game 23-20 over the Giants. So it was a field goal at the horn by Austin Seibert, but it is going to be a 23-20 win. Jaden Daniels rushes for 91 yards in the game. Brian Robinson rushes for 67 yards in the win for Washington, and they get themselves a field goal late in the fourth quarter. They are 1-1, and we're coming in here, and the fans are fired up going into week three and a Monday night matchup in Cincinnati against the Bengals. Enjoy your weekends. Thank you all very, very much for listening. What do you got on the docket this weekend?
Oh, we're going to 10 different kids' sporting events. We've got soccer. We got football. We got lacrosse and another soccer game. So actually, yeah, five soccer games. Four.
Any more numbers you want to change?
No, it's four.
Okay.
That's it.
For Darris and Ryan, we're Grant and Danny saying so long. Thank you for listening. Monday, we are back at 2 o'clock. Jay Gruden at 5. Austin Eckler every Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Should be a great day of college football tomorrow. Pro football on Sunday. We'll talk with you next week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.